Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, guys been out of position, including myself, not making the plays that we're supposed to be making, but that was pretty much it. Like I said earlier in the week, we just got to eliminate the small communication issues that we've been having.
Ah, yes, communication issues. The Steelers knew that Tucker Kraft was pretty damn good coming in. That would be the guy that you'd circle on a scouting report, and he absolutely cooked you. 7 catches for 143 yards and 2 touchdowns. The other guys you tend to circle on the scouting report have also gone off on the Steelers this year. Garrett Wilson, game 1, 7 for 95 and a touchdown. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 8 for 103. Hunter Henry, 8 for 90 and 2 touchdowns. Justin Jefferson, 10 for 126. And then Ja'Marr Chase on that Thursday night against Cincinnati. He had 745 catches for 765 yards. Other than that, they've done great defensively. Can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts, oh my God, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Steelers defense 30th in the NFL in yards allowed. Steelers defense dead last in the NFL in passing yards allowed. Steelers defense 18th in the league against the run. Steelers are 22nd in the NFL in points per game allowed at 25 per game. And someone texted in earlier and said, this team reminds me of the 03 team. I see some of the similarities. Here's how that team ranked defensively. 9th in yards, 11th in the passing game, 12th against the run, and 15th in points per game. That defense wasn't good. This defense is a train wreck. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, a lot better than you. Here on my commute here this morning. Kind of fired up.
I am fired up. It'd be one thing if you beat Cincinnati and you're sitting here at 5-2 after losing to a good Green Bay team, because that's a good team, but you lost both games. And a lot of the same issues reared their ugly head. I guess it wasn't the rush defense's fault that they couldn't stop the pass against Cincinnati, Mark. Where do we even begin? I don't even know where to start with you. We'll start on defense. They can't cover. They can't rush the passer. I guess they slowed Josh Jacobs down until they didn't.
Well, did they? Or did they just say, we're not going to use him very much because we know we can throw on you? That's what it looked like to me. I don't think they were very interested in running the ball for the most part during that game at all. I think you start with the secondary. I mean, it's bad.
Yep.
It's no, in the way I look at it is, there's no answer. I mean, there's no a magic potion that Omar Khan's going to find on next Tuesday at the trade deadline to help this out. You're getting worse because Deshaun Elliott's likely out for the season.
Yeah.
Right now, and now you got two corners, one that the Cleveland Browns didn't want, not two corners, two safeties, and one that Cleveland Browns did not want, and one that you signed a week into training camp as your safeties, and another one in Peppers that you signed 2 weeks into the season.
And they seem to know what they're doing in New England at 6-2 with Mike Vrabel and Drake May running the show. So they let go of Peppers, and there's obviously reason for that. I had a caller earlier in the show say, play Corey Trice, play James Pierre. Folks,
that's your only options.
Are those options that excite anybody?
But it's getting to the point. Well, put it this way. At least they did a little bit yesterday to, you know, change things up where they threw Echols in on the outside for a series or two and sat Slay. But you see that we can see why the Jets didn't want Brandon Echols.
Yeah, and I think Echols has been largely okay this year, if not better than that at times. But he had a shot at bringing Jacobs down in the backfield, or at least slowing him down on his touchdown run. So it's not just the inability to cover, it's also not being able to come up and help and run support.
They had 250 yak yards in that game. 250 out of, what do you have, 360?
And Mark, look, Tucker Kraft's a really good football player. Watson's a big play guy. But when you watch the highlights, and I rewatched them this morning, a lot of it had to do with poor tackling. Those guys get paid too. They can make big plays. They're really good players, particularly Kraft. You got to get that guy on the ground. Tucker and Kraft, over and over again, they
didn't.
He's
a good player. He's a good yak guy, right? And as Tom would say, that's what I told you guys earlier in the week. Okay, you told us that, but you did nothing about it to help it. But, man, that's not mistaking him for the combination of, like, you know, Kellen Winslow, Ozzie Newsome, Rob Gronkowski, Vernon Davis. I mean,
he's on a short list for the best tight ends in the NFL, but that doesn't make what happened yesterday palatable, especially when you know he's their guy coming in. That's the guy we talked about all week. Yeah. That's the guy. And that's why I bring it up with what Garrett Wilson did and Jackson Smith and Jigba and Hunter Henry and Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. Look, those are all really good football players. You at different times, apart from Garrett Wilson, a lot of them, you could say, might be the best wide receiver in football. But if you're a defense worth your salt at all, you can take something away. You can make them play left-handed. And they haven't taken away the opponent's best receiving threat all season long, Mark, with a secondary that Mike Tomlin was beating his chest about coming into the year.
I think that's the point right there. I think there's a bigger issue right here as we sit here, what, 7 games in, halfway through the season? The failure to evaluate because they thought they had it. They thought they were the old bee's knees, as they said there, with this secondary, man, with the Slay and the Ramsey and the Porter and Deshaun Elliott. They loved it, man. They were going man to man. And all of a sudden, to be that high on this secondary, then it turned into what it is right now. Okay, there's been some issues with the front seven, but I'm almost willing to even overlook that right now to a degree, because the secondary is doing nothing to help them out. It's not like they're allowing them to hold the ball. I mean, last week it was the slants. This week's to the flat. Mike Tomlin says after the game, yeah, I'm not worried about the throws to the flat. You literally wear a shirt that says, don't get beat to the flat. Well, what are we doing here?
Yeah, 83 scored a touchdown on a throw to the flat where, I've been saying this all morning, Darius Slay be a hell of a two-hand touch football player. Tucker Kraft scored a touchdown where he knifed through the entire Steelers defense on a throw to the flat. And that's just two of the touchdowns. Mm-hmm. There was a lot more between the 20s where they were hitting into the flat as well. They took one thing away to only be burned on another thing. And you're right about the front seven, but it's one hand washes the other. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to be able to play press coverage. This is what we talk about all offseason. You're supposed to be able to play press coverage on the outside to make the quarterback hold it for an extra beat so that your pass rushers could get home. Well, you don't cover well enough on the back end to do that. And then the pass rush ain't getting home fast enough to help the people on the back end. They're not good in any aspect of the defense right now, Mark. They've had 2 sacks combined the last 2 weeks. And they haven't forced any turnovers.
No turnovers.
In 3 straight games now.
No turnovers in this continent.
And they're not good enough at defending every blade of grass to not get turnovers. Yeah. If you're going to bend, then you cannot break. Yeah. And they've broken far too often, and they're not getting the negative plays. You're not killing drives with sacks, and you're not taking the football away.
And third down conversions.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's just, but then you look at it, you're 4 minutes into the third quarter, and you've allowed a touchdown, and you're pretty much holding this team down into not much offense whatsoever, and you're up by
It should have been 16-13, though. I mean, their kicker stinks.
Whatever. I mean, I'm not a big fan of starting off your press conference of Mike Tomlin blaming not scoring touchdowns instead of field goals. Yeah, it's 56, 58, 54-yard field goals here. Then we talk about penalties. Then we talk about something else. Then we get to the defense about a minute into
it. Right. After his Tuesday press conference, whenever he lauded his defense for getting a stop at the end of the Bengals game, not on the drive that would have won the game, but on the penultimate Bengals defensive drive. The defense is the biggest problem. I thought Aaron Rodgers was fine. I don't put the kicking of field goals on Rodgers. I look at the first drive. I have it right here so that I could reference this. The first drive of the game, you have a penalty that gets you out of range. And then what happens? You kick a field goal. The second drive, same thing. Illegal shift sets up a 3rd-and-13 field goal. Then, when it's 29-19 and you're trying to mount your comeback like you did last week against the Bengals, DK Metcalf goes all George Pickens and pokes a dude in the eye. You can never poke a guy in the eye. You can't spit on people, you can't poke in eyes, and you can't go for their groin. That's the holy triumvirate of things you can't do to another dude.
I think we've learned something about DK Metcalf is they can be easily provoked, especially when things aren't going your way. And I think we saw that again yesterday. Extremely big. I mean, there's a lot of things that went wrong. Obviously, it starts with the secondary, I do believe. But, man, those stripes were terrible, too. Those refs were awful.
They were awful.
I'm not going to blame it on them, but right. They were awful.
You can't come apart at the seams the way the Steelers seemingly did when they didn't get that offsides call, which absolutely should have been a free play. Mm-hmm. But, A, Roman Wilson, you're allowed to catch that ball.
A little behind him.
Catch the ball.
But it was a little behind him.
Hey, you want to play more? Catch the ball.
What do you mean play more? He had his best game of his career.
Yeah. Yeah, and he still should have made that play.
That's a plus.
Yeah, it's great. I'll give him an A because he's been so terrible in his two seasons here in Pittsburgh.
4 for 74 and a tut.
Catch the damn ball, youngster. And then the next defensive drive is when you give up the 59-yard circus play to Kraft.
The Thornhill misjudge,
I mean,
whatever that was.
And you just can't come apart at the seams there. Yes. You had a chance to take control of that football game. You did. And that penalty, oh boy, it all came apart after that. Where's the mental toughness? Where's the battling through adversity? It's ridiculous. And by the way, TJ Watt, no sacks. He has 4 in his last 11 games. So in his last 11 games, he has fewer sacks than Myles Garrett had in one game yesterday.
Yeah.
Can't happen.
But, you know, sacks are down across the league. I mean,
But Micah Parsons had one. Rashawn Gary had 2.
Myles Garrett doubled his sacks in one day, and they lost by 3 touchdowns.
He leads the league now. He's tied in sacks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
He's just not affecting the game at all, Mark.
I mean, who is?
Yeah, but the rest of the guys aren't getting paid $40 million. He needs to make a play. He didn't make a single play.
Oh, you got a lot of highly paid guys on the defense. He's not the only one making money.
He was the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, and he is playing nowhere near up to that level.
I mean, at one point I looked, it was in the second half, and you had Highsmith, Watt, Queen, and Herbig with a total of 3 tackles.
Unacceptable.
I know. At one point, I think TJ ended up with maybe 6. I don't know where those come from.
Those are your 4 highest paid players defensively. And I saw Green Bay's best defenders making plays. Micah Parsons and Gary combined for 3 sacks. Your guys combined for 0. Big old donut, Blutarski. 0.0.
Yeah, if we want to flip on the other side of the ball, too, is why is Jaylen Warren touched the ball 3 times in the second half?
I agree with that. They were running the football effectively.
Very effective.
Are they going to be able to continue that if, say, Amalu's hurt? We'll get to that coming up next. There's 8 million different storylines. We're going to cover them all with Kaboli. You can chime in at 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
For you. Let's add some injury to insult. The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. The Steelers have given up 30 points in 4 of their 7 games. They're giving up more than 25 a game going back their last 14 games. And now they're hurt. Now they're banged up. Deshaun Elliott has a knee injury. Looks like he's going to be lost for the season. That's no good. Daniel Equale. Mike Tomlin couldn't say his name, so he decided to not use his name last night in the postgame.
You noticed that too?
I did. I don't know that he's coming back. That looked awful.
Nah, I don't think so.
And Isaac Seumalo with a pec injury. They call it a what? Pec strain. That's going to get an MRI, right? I would think.
A pec strain's still a tear. It's just a degree of tear. I know he had one last year. I'm not quite sure if it's the same pec or what it is. And that's a little bit significant, not because Seumalo is great anymore. He's nowhere near what he was 5 years ago, but it does now affect your jumbo package.
100%. And it takes their identity away from them.
Yeah, I don't think they could do anything yesterday. Once he went out, the jumbo went with it.
And my worry had always been because of the knees for Darnell Washington that he was going to get banged up or that something was going to happen to Spencer Anderson, who had a reception yesterday. And Rodgers, after the game, said, yeah, we had to take one of our eligibles, one of our pass-catching threats, and he had to play on the offensive line. It did not get a chuckle, except for me and my car driving in this morning.
That's a strange play that early in the game to me.
I would have thought that'd be something you'd bust out in the red zone.
Something.
But at least it's on tape now. Well, not that it matters if Seumalo's out for an extended period of time, but it's on tape now, so maybe down in the red zone or short yardage, you would now have to think about him in a way that you wouldn't otherwise have had to think about him.
I think straight up, Spencer Anderson's, you know, if not as good, darn close to as good as Seumalo is right now. He's had a lot of experience from last year.
I'm a big believer in that guy.
But what do you do now? Then you're, well, I guess you could just – you know, get Calvin Anderson and get him acclimated to that jumbo package or something like that. But
you're going to be starting from square
so
one.
Well, that you would hate to change it, but you have really have much no choice right now.
I think that that's what you do, Mark, because that's been for the last four games they've run the ball well, and that's such a huge part of it. And it's become, like I said before, their identity. They're not physical on defense anymore. Like, that part of their identity is gone, and they have to earn that back. But offensively, they've been bludgeoning people with that. And so it's not just to lose Sayamalu. You're right. I think Spencer Anderson can do a fair enough job of filling in, but it's what you lose in that jumbo package. It's a massive, massive loss. That's the one of the three injuries that I think is going to affect them the most. I think Deshaun Elliott's a really good football player, and they paid him, and they should have paid him.
That's going to affect them more than anything?
They just still have T.J. Watt and Jalen Ramsey and Cam Hayward.
T.J. Watt doesn't play safety. Juan Thornhill and Chuck Clark are playing safety.
They stink.
And Jabril Peppers is playing safety.
You're not wrong, but offensively, they had found their groove. Defensively, they've been bad with and without Deshaun Elliott. And I think the defense will continue to be bad. Now the offense is going to take a step back. That's the one that changed their season when they went out there against the Vikings and they did that. They found something there. And I don't know how long Sayamalu is going to be out. Do you think there's a chance he's out for the year?
Well, I guess there's always a chance. I mean, once again, it's going to depending on the MRI and the degree of it, but didn't Watt come back after his was pretty much severed?
Yeah, but then you're not the same guy.
Yeah, you're not using your hands.
You can't push. Yeah. I don't have pec muscles, so I can't really speak to it myself, but I would imagine whenever your job is moving a man from point A to point B against his will, that a pectoral would be fairly important.
I mean, let's probably not overstate this a little bit. We're still talking about a jumbo tight end who's plays 15 snaps.
Mark, they averaged 5.2 yards per carry. They had 82 in the first half. They did nothing in the second half.
Calvin Anderson is a veteran. He's played many a games with Denver. So, I mean, I don't think that's over his pace scale. You know what I'm saying? I think he's able to be able to step in there and do that. I mean, I don't think Spencer Anderson has that position all to his own. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
He's not the only one that's done that.
That's fair. I would hope that that's what they try to do and they don't just eliminate it entirely, because we saw it on the Micah Parsons sack. I think that would have been an area where Spencer Anderson would have been in the game, and they brought Jonnu Smith over to the Parsons side of the formation, and dear God, that guy, what is he here for? By the way,
either not using him or he's not performing.
Nice catch on the 2-point conversion there, Jonnu, who I hear is a wonderful man. But come on, man, catch the football.
I mean, that 2-pointer, I mean, you're still in the game, I guess, right? 8-point game. You're talking about one at the end of the game here?
Yeah, at least it keeps it interesting to the point where it's not only Packers fans in the stadium then for the onside kick. What did you make of that?
Yeah, it's not
was good. That the most
well,
you've seen?
You were anticipating. I mean,
the 49ers game was the most I'd ever seen.
Was unexpected because it was the first home game?
Mm-hmm.
It was San Francisco. It was a 1 o'clock game. Pittsburgh, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of ties in Green Bay and Pittsburgh. And somehow there's a pocket of Green Bay fans in Western Pennsylvania.
They're everywhere. They're like Steelers
fans.
Yeah,
they're here. And we know the Steelers fans do not like to go to Sunday night games. They just don't like it.
Which is, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And I'm not saying all
that,
of them okay.
That was the injury report, by the way, brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Call 888-98-TWINS. I'm a huge college football fan, as you know, and my God, my team sucks. But you live for night games. You want the night games. Now it's a Saturday, and then you get a Sunday to recover. I get all that, but think about Penn State fans, how bum hurt they get whenever, we got our whiteout, but it's going to be a noon kickoff. As a fan, you should want to go to these matchups. You should want to scream your head off. The entire world is watching.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of times people bring their families and their kids, and obviously that can't happen because you're not getting home till 1 o'clock in the morning. When an 8:20 start, that's a 3-hour game, then the commute back home.
All the Packers fans did it, and they got a much longer commute to good old Wisconsin. Well,
taking a couple days off. But, hey, this is not anything new. I mean, you look at the numbers over Sunday night games for the most part over the past decade, and they're not good.
And
they're
you know what, good. Mark? The home field advantage at AccraShure doesn't exist anymore. They're 11-9 in their last 20 games there.
They got to tear up that turf a little bit, give more some advantage.
Was it bad again last night? I couldn't tell on TV.
I didn't notice it unless they greened up the old sand and you couldn't tell.
How about that kid from NC State catching the touchdown from the running back and then having his Greg Jennings moment where he's just limping down the field to the end zone? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was doing the Jalen Ramsey.
I did, too, until it was obvious.
Well, you know, look on the bright side. At least they had really, really cool uniforms.
Yeah, those suck, too. Texter, you have to realize that us season ticket holders are so sick of Tomlin, we'd rather sell our tickets for $500 each, like last night. No one wants to go to an 8:20 game. Hey, yeah. I'm not going to tell people. You want to make some money? Make some money. Can you check the damn area code? Can you get a 412 up in there?
Oh, can you,
can
do
you get
that?
A 724 up in there?
I've never done that.
Come
before.
On now.
Do you do that? Or
I have no idea. I just want to lash out in every direction.
Or you send it to one of these secondary market guys. I mean, I know a lot of people that have these games and say, what is the most enticing game? Let's sell those tickets so they pay for a good portion of the rest of my tickets.
Yes.
So, I mean, you can't complain on that way if that's your
no,
thought.
No, make your buck, but sell them to Steelers fans.
But
that's all I'm asking. 412-928-9370. No, it was a terrible look. Go, Pack, go. There's a silent count at home.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that. I mean, maybe all of Greenfield was there. I'm not quite sure.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills. Kia.net. Coming up next, we'll turn our attention to the Steelers' offense. What happened in the second half?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
3-18! Rodgers looks at Metcalf, slants, touchdown, Steelers!
That's the last time I was happy. Here's Mike Tomlin's synopsis of how the game went last night.
First, congratulations to the Green Bay Packers on a victorious performance.
Yeah.
From us. We just simply got to get a lot better in a lot of areas, in all areas, but some really specific areas that are critical to winning. we can't settle for field goals versus good people.
That's the first thing Mike Tomlin mentioned there, Mark. You can't settle for field goals against good people. And he's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong.
But was that the biggest issue on the field last night? I think the biggest issue is that the Steelers pass rushers didn't breathe on Jordan Love and the corners didn't breathe on any eligibles the entire game. And Jordan Love at one point completed 20 consecutive passes. In fact, it was a historic night for Jordan Love against the historic Steelers defense. 20 consecutive passes completed, 350 plus yards, 3 touchdowns, no turnovers, no sacks. No quarterback's ever done that in the history of the game. So when Mike Tomlin wants to criticize the offense, I get it to an extent, but your defense is the reason why you have lost these last two games.
Yeah, I was curious sitting in there when he was going to mention something about defense, and it was like he said there, you know, this, that, and other than, yeah, we got to play better defense. I mean, he's not going to sit there and criticize his defense that he put together on his own. He pretty much handpicked the bring here. And but that is, I mean, that is the problem. It is embarrassing. It's the problem. And there, as I've said a number of times, is I don't think it's fixable.
No, it's
I don't
not.
Think it's fixable at all.
No, it's not fixable.
You got to play better. That's the only way you fix it.
Yeah.
But can they play better?
Well, I think it's reasonable to think no, given their last 14 games now, giving up more than 25 points, given the fact that they've given up 30-plus points in 4 of their 7 games. And this isn't a young defense, Mark. No. They don't have another bye coming up. You only get one, and they just came off the mini bye and looked like this. They're not going to get healthier down the stretch. If anything, the older bodies are going to wear down. I think it's going to get worse. I think I'm serious about this. They might give up 50 to the Colts. They really might. The Colts are putting up 40-plus on everybody. Steichen has taken Tomlin's lunch multiple times before. I just don't see how it's going to get any better these next 2 weeks. And then you got mean old Joe Flacco coming to town again.
The only positive I guess you see out of the Colts game is
they
run the ball and maybe I'd rather have a team that tries to run the ball more than throw up against them right now. I mean, you see some of the Jonathan Taylor's runs and some of the holes he was able to run.
He looks like Saquon last year, man.
It could have been the worst team in the NFL, maybe NFL history.
I know that, but they put up 33 on Miami. They put up 29 on Denver, 41 on Tennessee, 40 on Las Vegas, 31 on Arizona, 38 on Los Angeles, and 38 on Tennessee.
Yes,
now, that's not a murderer's row of a schedule, but they are taking care of business in a way that I think would impress the College Football Playoff Committee.
Yeah.
The fewest points they've scored in a game is 20, and that was on the road at Los Angeles.
It can get away. This is a point of the schedule that it can get away from you in a hurry.
Yes.
You were what? A series away from being 5-1?
Yep.
And you're not very far off from looking at what, 4-5?
Absolutely. And I haven't looked at the spread for this weekend's game against Indianapolis. I would imagine that they are an underdog, as they should be, and they're going to go out on the road and they're going to be an underdog. They'll be favored at home against Cincinnati, but these next couple of games, like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers open up as a 6.5-point dog on their home field against Indianapolis, and probably around that on the road against the Los Angeles Chargers. More to the point, because it's what I brought up to start, how did you feel Rodgers played last night?
I thought he played well. I mean, I don't think he lit it up or anything, but he had them right where they needed to be. I mean, we're looking 5 minutes into the third quarter, and you're up by 9 points with a potential to, you know, that offsides play you were mentioning earlier. So I think he wasn't overwhelmed by the situation or anything like that. I thought he played. I think the offense probably played well enough to win if the defense would have given him any help whatsoever.
Yeah, I thought he was fine. He was far down my list of reasons why they lost the game. He got outplayed by his ward in Jordan Love. But guess what? If Rodgers had played the Steelers defense last night, he probably does the same thing. Rodgers threw that pass to Roman Wilson down the middle of the field that we referenced on the offsides that wasn't called. That's a play that's a difficult one for the youngster to make. You can make that. I thought DK Metcalf had a drop on the 3rd-and-3 ball down the sideline where he had inside position. Not an easy catch because the defender's arm was fighting through the football, but probably a play you've got to make. Jonnu Smith had a drop mm-hmm. on the two-point conversion. And DK Metcalf poking a guy in the eye, that ain't Aaron Rodgers' fault. It goes from, what, third and two to third and 17? The first drive of the game, there's a penalty. And so you're facing a third and then 15. Second drive of the game, there's a penalty. And you're facing a third and 15. And those were drives that were promising that wind up being field goals, not through any fault of the quarterback, but because he's not getting enough help. And Mike Tomlin going all the way back to the Browns game, highly penalized. Bengals game, highly penalized. This game, they had six penalties. They were all backbreakers. Yeah. Every single one of them came at a moment that changed the complexion of the football game.
The Bengals game last week was a handful of them that were backbreaking ones too.
Yes.
I mean, they took points off the board.
It wasn't the sheer volume so much as it was the when and the why.
Yeah. It's just crazy of how poorly they have played defensively. This has now creeped its way somewhat into making the offense struggle to points of not putting up more points than they probably should. I think the offensive line did have their moments of not playing as well.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's you're trailing and it become one-dimensional. And
plus you're playing a good defense.
And you're playing a good defense. When it's 29-19, Micah Parsons is going to get home.
Yeah.
Rashawn Gary's going to get home.
I don't think there's one person that would say that Aaron Rodgers was the reason they lost this game. I mean, the throw to Roman Wilson on the 45-yarder in the opening drive, what arm strength and what?
That was his for my money.
Say about that.
The Hail Mary's up there, obviously 70 yards in the air. The Freiermuth on the rollout in that one. I mean, the touchdown to Connor Hayward was also a thing of beauty. He's so far down the list of he's not a problem at all.
No,
he played well enough last night. Didn't get help.
He's been limited because you saw the couple times they were trying to do play action and. Once he turned around, he was pretty much snowed under.
Big guys in his face.
Yeah.
The Colts, by the way, open as a 3.5-point favorite. Color me shocked. Color me shocked. If that was on the road, it'd be much more substantial.
Colts have historically not played well in Pittsburgh. I don't know why that would have anything to do with this game.
Yeah, neither had the Packers. They hadn't won since 1970 in the Steel City. All right. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL a little bit, and then we'll ask the question that's on everybody's minds at 9 o'clock. Are the Steelers, well, are they cooked in the AFC North now? Baltimore finds a win. We'll get into it all. You can give us a ring on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Mark Caboli is brought to you by Icy Light. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Mark Caboli is brought to us by Keystone Custom Apparel. The holiday rush is coming, so act fast. Visit KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get a free quote.
How about that Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram?
You just got a car there, huh?
How about that?
Are you going to park it illegally at St. Vincent College and get it stuck?
I could probably do it because it's a truck, so yes.
Are you going to get stuck in traffic going to Cincinnati and take a five-hour drive and turn it into 7.5?
That has nothing to do with me. You know what? Apparently, the great A.J. Hawk went from Columbus to Cincinnati for the game and got in the same traffic as me, so he was late, too. I wasn't the only one. Jeff Hathorn, too.
Does A.J. Hawk ever not have a cigar in his mouth?
I don't know, but he is a legend.
You were talking during the break about Moscow Mules. You're on a big Moscow Mule kick, and you actually just ordered the copper mugs online.
Copper mugs,
so
man.
you are locked into the Moscow Mule game.
Yeah, but the problem is I made one the other day just in a regular mug, and it tastes nothing like the ones you buy that are like $15. I need some kind of, I don't know, some help. I think the problem is this, Adam. They want me to measure in milliliters, and I have no idea what a milliliter is.
I would imagine, though, that a Moscow Mule is kind of like pizza.
Just give me an ounce already.
Like, even a bad Moscow Mule is still a good Moscow Mule, right? Or am I wrong on that? I don't know. I'm not super familiar. I've had one or two in my day. I'm more of a beer guy.
You're more of a Guinness guy.
That's right. Had a couple of those yesterday, and then I had to stop because I would have fallen asleep during the game. You can text us 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Don't look now. Objects in the rearview mirror are closer than they appear. The Jets did the Steelers a favor yesterday by beating the Bengals. And good for Justin Fields, who got thrown under the bus by his owner, wasn't supposed to start, then he wound up starting and won the game. But the Ravens, man, they got their defensive players back. I think Caleb Williams stinks. He's very good at all. But back-to-back weeks now, they've played good defense. 17 points allowed to the Rams in a loss. Now you got Roquan back. You got Kyle Hamilton back. They looked the part on that side of the ball. And their schedule is easy.
Yeah.
I'm starting to worry. And so is Vegas, by the way.
Vegas put them ahead of them.
They did. And we'll get into that when we come back. How do you feel about the Steelers' chances of winning the AFC North? We'll break it down at 412-928-9370. That's next. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 59 today, clear skies, so we should have some sun. Tomorrow, high of 56, low of 37, and clear skies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.